Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the White Noise Podcast.
Wow. That's really good.
Conspiracy edition. Ooh. Editing something there. That's the rustle of Tom's lunch. He's going for a lovely falafel wrap. This week I'm joined by Munt Smith. Munty.
Munt.
Hello.
Nice. Tom Looney.
Hey,
Looney.
Thanks, Stephen.
Looney. See Jimmy G.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy G.
Hi, Cameron.
Yeah, I thought there'd be more rapturous applause and stuff for you.
No, don't worry about that.
We can edit out, you know, the little kind of like lull.
We'll edit out the me talking to it.
Or we can make the lull longer.
Yeah, I think a nice lull.
Yeah, just do a really obvious cut.
Get 4 or 5 minutes there.
Yeah. And it's good right at the start to get a nice silent 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, it's how he makes love. It's Ethan James.
Oh, hello, the love king himself. Hello.
Who's that to? Oh, yourself.
Oh, sorry, yes.
You love the king.
You seem confused.
Oh, I am confused. And usually when I'm doing it, I am also confused then.
I've conquered your fanny like he conquered the country. You could have said a different word for fanny, but we won't do that.
And
not this
country,
early. Speaking of country, I'll bleep that, sorry. Max.
Hello.
How are you doing? Are you looking forward to conspiracies?
Yes.
There we go.
The Manjaro's had some awful effects this week. He's just happy to be here.
The audio listeners don't know what the hell's going on there.
No.
the Manjaro's had some effects in old areas.
Max has really turned it around.
What?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
What have you
pulling
said,
faces
Tom?
At me?
You okay, Max?
Yeah. It's a nice hat you've got there.
For listeners, we have our tinfoil hats on for conspiracies. And Cam has a lovely sort of biker boy hat.
Brought me on.
Baker boy. Yep. Is it biker or baker? Baker.
Whatever you want.
Biker.
Whatever you want me to be.
Have you ridden a bike, Cam? A motorised one?
Never rode a motorbike, no. Just like the look.
Yeah.
The leather and the chains.
Mm.
Sometimes he sits on my face and revs my ears.
Sounds like that.
Oh, we're in gear now. Well, you are. Max, I did say you were on a 10-word ban, but you can have 12. How's this week been for you, Munt?
Real good.
No, go on. It's a free-for-all. Have a free-for-all.
I've actually been quite sick this week.
What happened?
A lot of coughing.
A lot of coffins?
Yeah. Sadly not coffins.
Looking for a date in the graveyard, are
you? Yes! May as well, if they're fresh. Well, not in a bad way.
Well, not in a good way either, Max.
Well, it doesn't have to be a sexual date. It could be dinner.
Okay.
You guys made it weird.
A
you
sexual
made it weird
date. A date just for sexual deeds.
What's the most sexual date? Actually, we'll say that for another time. so you're not feeling great?
Not by, yeah, I was a bit sick yesterday. Mm. A bad headache. But you know what? I've come here and I'm putting on a great show.
Well, you know what? Me, Tom and Ethan have all been ill recently, yeah. And now you're...
I know, yeah.
Possibly spreading
it again. You guys.
You're not ill last week.
Yeah. You didn't look great.
I think I'm always ill, to be honest.
The last time I saw Max spreading something, was in the churchyard.
Can you repeat that, sorry?
The last time I saw you spreading something, you were in the churchyard.
Ah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, could be dirt.
It ruined my nan's funeral. Yeah.
Roast beef for dinner.
Oh. Oh. And lumpy gravy. So lumpy.
Still eating though.
You've only ever pissed on a grave.
Have I ever pissed on a grave?
No, you've only ever pissed.
Yeah, I've
on
only
grave.
Ever pissed on one. Yeah.
That's the closest you got to.
Yes,
sexual.
I had my penis out, but it
what'd
was
you do that
sadly.
Who's grave?
It was a wreck.
Yeah, who's grave?
I don't know.
Why'd you piss in it?
Oh, God. Old story, it is. I used to do
that's
these...
what podcasts are for.
I'm on a 12-word band, so I did a big walk. I used to do these big walks, and I...
For audio listeners, Max clapped himself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sorry.
Was it in Pompey or Lincoln?
Lincoln. Yeah. Oh. It was 15 miles there, 15 miles back.
To the grave.
Just to the grave.
Not to the grave. The grave was... Do you know what? The grave was like just something on the way.
Yeah.
Like it was just part of the scenery.
You just chanced upon it.
Did you have to walk past it on the way back then?
So this was... It was on the way there. Yeah. And it was on the way back. They didn't move it.
No, that's what I mean.
You pissed
so you had
both
to walk
times.
Back.
No. Fucking up. Right, I walked to Lincoln from the city I was in.
Yeah. Rest and on the walk, way, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
On the way back...
So I had to piss with a hard cock.
It's not. On the way back, it was like... It was 2 a.m. Couldn't see anything. Like, pitch right. black. And I needed a wee. So I was like, right, I'm going to go off the path and just wee in the bushes. Yeah, as you will. So there I am weeing, and... The cloud cover broke and the moonlight came out.
This is spooky.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of these in the middle of a larger group of trees, and there's just a family grave plot around me.
A family one.
And I'm just weeing on the grave, and I'm like, ah.
And it wasn't your penis you were holding.
Come here regularly.
Who's this?
sounded like Mr. Tumble.
Whippee!
Oh, that sounds like the start of a Stephen King book.
Mm.
Oh, like that could be a little novella.
Yeah.
Where the family all come and get you and try and, I don't know, we on you or something, yeah.
Oh, no! Stop it, guys!
You have to get to the church in Lincoln to get safe.
Cameron, how's 2026 treating you?
Pretty good. I just can't stop buying coats.
Coats?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it the chilly weather?
I'll admit it, it's brave of me. I'm addicted to the Marks and Spencers app.
Really?
Every time I go on there, there's something else, and I think I'd look better in that than whoever that model is who's 6'1" and can wear a medium.
Who are the models of M&S? They must have some famous ones.
Oh, I don't think so.
They're just
well put together young men. I am approaching 30. What did he say?
Sorry. You ain't perusing M&S.
You know I am.
What are you doing?
Maybe just... Max and Smith, the knockoff website you've made.
That's the one you were talking about, right?
You in all the pictures.
The 6'1" guy that can wear a medium.
They sell one polo shirt and one pair of kecks.
I will need to borrow them when I do the podcast.
Sold out next to it. Due to high demand.
I just can't stop buying them. Approaching 30, man, my mindset's totally changed, and now I'm
it's about keeping warm.
I heard you were feeling 20.
Don't know where you've heard that, mate.
Yeah.
Don't know where you've heard that.
Sorry, yeah.
Bit of a waste of your word limit, that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
Strange thing to say. Sorry, Cam.
No more words for you, Max.
I think that's the second grave mistake you've made today. We barely got started.
The wee thing wasn't today, I should say. I wasn't walking in Lincoln today, weeing on graves. Oh, no, I've got to get to Manchester.
A zombified family are going to come in any minute.
So what sort of coats are you picking? Is it a pea coat? Is that a thing?
I've already got a pea coat. All right. I bought a polo coat today.
A polo coat? What's a polo coat?
Polo coat is the coat that polo players used to wear after games, so it's like really, really big.
When you say they used to?
Used to.
You got any more?
After
I
games?
I don't suppose you see it that often anymore. They all wear gilets, you know, that kind of person.
Okay.
Were they made to wear these coats?
Well, no, it was just the thing, you know, in like the 20s, 30s. Then
so you're wearing an out-of-fashion polo coat?
Pretty much, yeah. Right.
100 years out of fashion, so it might come back around.
Yeah, that's true. They all come back around.
Is polo still big?
Yeah, it's a sport.
Amongst the highest.
Not with our kind of people.
Yeah.
No, speak for yourself.
People who just treat the world as their toilet. The kind of people who play polo. No civic pride.
That's it.
I got, you know, like the coats detectives used to wear in the 20s. They are.
Oh,
you have stumbled across a theme here. You know, like the kind of coat where I can walk around.
Trench coat.
I can have a cig wearing. And I can listen to jazz in my earphones and pretend I've got crimes to solve and I've got problems with a dame. That kind of coat. Why don't you have a minute, yeah?
Flashers wear.
Yeah, it's a flasher coat. It is a flasher coat, yeah.
Listening to jazz, flashing your coat. It doesn't get classier than this, does it?
Skippity boob up.
And the scam man.
Wearing it back to front. Police used to wear these.
Incredibly dressed monster.
So yeah, thanks for asking. I come off really well from that story. Yeah.
What started you down this road of M&S coats?
Oh man, just got the app. I was like, wow, I didn't realise.
Dangerous, that, isn't it?
What's the app for? Just, I mean, do you shop at M&S? You're an M&S shopper?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
I mean, well, I usually really just happen across the M&S in Cheshire Oaks, but since the app...
The guy in blue, electric blue checks his buttons.
Not sure about that. Not sure.
It's like an Albanian drug dealer. That's not for me.
I'm not kidding. You go on that app, that headgear is all the rage.
I forgot about that.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. What about, you know, as you mentioned, you're coming up to 30.
Yep.
How are the birthday preparations going?
Oh, fine now. My mum's booked the Dean's House. That took 20 minutes.
Your mum's booked what?
The Dean's House. The Dean's House is like the cheapest pints you can get in Prescott. So it's like...
Oh, I thought you meant the House of the Dean.
No. Well, it might have been at one point.
I never know with you and what sort of Dean. Grand gesture the people of Prescott will make.
Which have we been to the Dean's House on the...
Yeah,
on
we
the
will have been. Yeah. Because it's the one next to the churchyard. Your choice.
No, I love that, yeah. I need more pints.
Too many graves. I'll never get through them all.
Been to one bar in four graveyards.
Just leave you by a window. £3 a pint, so we've got a room there. Have all that. And then the people of Prescott will put on the yearly parade for me for saving the town by having 20 people buying drinks. That's all they need for the rest of the year. Then we'll go to Liverpool. I need a kebab as well.
What was the ordeal to get a room in the cheapest pub in Prescott? Surely the rest of the place is going to be empty.
Generally, while we're out on the Prescott pub crawl, it is just the places we're in are full and everywhere else in the town is empty. So... Yeah. My mum just said, do you want to do it in the Deans? And I was like, well, yeah, it's only going to be
just
a few
in
hours.
One place?
Well, no, we're going to do that and then we're going to do the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Never quite get through them all, do we?
Never no. get through three.
Yeah.
I think the last place I went, when I did it last year, it was like a karaoke bar.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it pub karaoke?
Yeah, it's Tommy Hall's,
that
really.
One's not
They've
a bad
got a
one,
room
that.
At the back.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah,
it's
all right. Drinking again.
I don't know whether we hire an actor to go in Spanish Caravan and start on me, so... Dave can fight them, or we just bank on someone starting on me in there, so we can relive those greatest hits.
You won't need a stooge. Someone will
think.
Yes.
Someone will turn.
I'll just wear the hat again.
You in the mirror. He's gone for me tessies. He's stolen me coat.
Put that away.
There's a toilet right there.
Yeah, do you pick your shit on the floor? Go to punch and just slip in my own shit. And Dave starts punching me on the floor.
Well, Dave's going to come in and see himself in the mirror. He's just going to be a long line of that.
Do you remember that year we went and you'd like broke your arm? And we made you sit in that witch torture device that was outside the toilet in Wetherspoons.
Was that just me and you when we went to the toilet? I
think so. Oh, yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Because it's upstairs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. You probably used to use that device to torture witches sitting in it.
Yeah, I did. I remember that year because we got to Wetherspoons and Cam is at the other end of the table just chuckling to himself writing these awards. Like he's looking around when he's thought of something funny and he's pissing himself. We never saw the award. We left Wetherspoons, they were never talked about.
I had the paper plates stuffed into my coat pocket.
Yeah. Why did you do it on paper plates?
So when we're in the bar later on, I reached for my phone and pulled out a wad of paper plates. And I was like, what's going on here?
I really went out all out one year and put my face on the back of him like, you survived the PPC, and the next year it was just a paper plates job. I'll bring it back this year. I'll put my face back on a piece of card.
When is the PPC?
21st of Feb.
21st
Everyone
of Feb.
Watching?
And it finishes on
don't
the
28th. Don't you dare. Well, PPC. Shit, yeah? So I'm having like a big birthday like the Queen, so I'm going to Cologne at the arse end of March.
Going to Cologne, eh?
Yeah. Oh, nice. You're all invited to Cologne. You want to come to Cologne?
Deal.
It'd be a great time.
Is it just you going?
No, loads of people.
With your paper plates?
Me, my mum, my dad.
So
it's friends
and
a bucket of Vindaloo.
Yeah. Come in.
And we're invited. That's nice.
Cal and Nicole are coming.
I would love to go.
We should go.
Is your nan going?
No, she's got sciatica and all.
Callan's going.
Callan's going. No, he said me nan.
Oh.
I got in the car a few weeks ago when Cam's mum kindly picked me and Cam up.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when we got to the car and you went... Must be Nan doing it.
Oh yeah, she was there, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She just went along for the ride.
Yeah.
She'd been picked up from around the corner.
She's got sciatica in her leg.
Oh, so she can't enjoy a night out?
No.
What kind of night out is she enjoying?
I don't know. She might.
You know.
She's probably sitting down in a bar having a few shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, chatting to some guys. I don't
she's
bloody
chatting
know.
Some
what?
Guys, eh?
What's she saying to these
she's
guys?
She's chatting to some guys in a bar.
Have you seen my grandson?
Words carefully.
Have you seen my grandson?
No.
You've not seen me grandson?
Well, so no.
You've not been watching YouTube?
There's a lot on YouTube. Which one's your grandson?
No, no, no. He's on the Stephen Fry show.
Who?
Everyone just says the gay one. Just go with the gay one.
You want me to call you the gay one?
No, no.
To be fair in the hat. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Please, the other
no.
night.
No. Not again.
Your bloodline's dead with him.
I'll never have great-grandkids. So that's probably what she was doing, I guess. Wow.
Yeah. That would make sense. Yeah. Now that it's been pointed out.
I'm sorry to hear she's got sciatica.
She was asking you how you were doing as well in the car.
Well, she was.
That's nice of her.
Oh, yeah. Did she turn around and think he was there and he wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then we said, Max isn't in. And she went, oh, yeah, the wheels haven't popped.
Oh, no, she
that's
never said
awful.
That.
She never that's awful. That's awful. If she didn't have sciatica, she should have got out and walked, mate. That's what I would have said if I was in the back.
Yeah.
You should fucking walk, mate.
You call my nan, mate.
No!
The tyres shouldn't just pop. That's, no. That's an issue with the tyres, isn't it?
Exactly. You've got faulty engineering, bro.
We pointed this out to her.
That's got nothing to do with my boy. Yeah.
Please stop changing the tyres now. Think of your sciatica.
All four of them just popped.
Don't join in.
No, I'm sorry.
Be on my side and then join
in. No, I am on your side. There's no way that was anything to do with you.
Fuck it, it's probably a pothole on the road,
probably,
isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Four potholes.
For all four tyres to fail simultaneously.
Four conveniently placed potholes.
I'm not even in the car. It's just the thought of me in the car that's made them pop.
Sabotage.
It's like driving through sludge with it.
Where's Matt's pop?
Fuming, mate, honestly.
That's so bad.
I'll be in the back going... Call yourself a grandmother.
Sorry. Indicators are broke. Good job, Max is here.
The same. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Don't know which way we're going.
So the tyres have popped. The indicators are broken.
This car's fucked.
Change it to the hazards, will you, Max? We'll be here for a while.
Came out the back flashing in his coat.
Yeah, it was a wild ride, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bonkers ride.
Yeah, mate.
It's nice that you're very close with your family like that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
Thanks.
Max.
Talk to me. Are you going to talk to me about my week?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 33 is tough, you've said.
33, yeah, just getting old, mate. First year of being 33.
Is it? Show.
What do you mean by that?
It's like it's your first time doing
it.
Yeah,
thanks.
Defensive.
Would you recommend it?
Not really. No. I've been out of, you know, the 30 days I've been... Oh, how many days?
Who cares?
Oh, my God, it's a podcast!
Mike, John, what have you been up to?
Are you
really?
Sure
you're glossing over me for this shit? Oh, I broke my ankle playing football.
Why are you stepping on my fucking...
I'm just not stepping on them, mate. They might pop.
That sounds about right.
Keep hearing, mate. Hang on, please regale us with your stories.
What happened? I had a very sporty weekend. I played tennis back on the courts.
What for?
Just playing tennis.
Oh, on the courts.
Being active, yeah. Awful, awful game of tennis. Really poor quality. Me and Chris Howarth. Both struggling to move. I lost the first set, but won it in three. Yeah. So that was good.
Can we get Chris to confirm this? Because
yeah, Chris can. I'll get a little video of Chris confirming that.
Okay, that'll be in here now.
Yeah. Thank you.
I played and shaking his head.
I wouldn't worry.
Unnecessary edit. Chris looks a lot like Max in this video.
Did he win?
Yeah. Sunday league. Played 90 minutes. Real tough
wow.
day. I was struggling anyway, and then I went into that really, really tough. And I should not have played football on Monday, but I pushed it as far as I possibly could. I thought, I'll get through the game.
You're just addicted to
score. Big health kick at the minute. Yeah, we're going to have it. Then after the whistle went, I fell over and twisted my ankle.
Fuck.
Well, bruised, so I'm out of action.
How are those shoes feeling, eh? Now they're on the other foot.
They're new. New shoes.
New shoes.
Yeah.
Have you never thought about doing one of those POV YouTube channels or whatever where people like, put a camera on their head and they just look down all the time at their own dribbling and stuff. So they do really
dribbling?
Well. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, with a ball.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
There's, well, I think your channel could do well. That sounds really good, mate.
Globs. An ever-expanding
loads
goal.
Of dribbling while he looks for things to pop.
a trail leading to people's tires. He's blowing them up with his mind.
With my mind, thank you.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I was reading my wine book last night.
This is a great story.
Well, like your list of moans.
So it's called The Wine Folly. It's like a big encyclopedia, you know, just basically getting introduction to like wine tasting, the bit of the theory behind it all, where it all comes from. I've been reading it slowly, but I got to a bit, it was about tasting and the things you should be looking for. Now,
because you want to be a sommelier.
Well, I would like to get a little bit more into it. Yeah. So, my smell's not been, my taste hasn't been great since COVID.
You talk about those trousers, mate.
since all my smell got messed up, you know, it's a big part of tasting. But anyway, I thought I'll give it a go. But I'm reading this thing, I could do with
chapter three.
I could do with a glass of wine.
You're tasting with your mouth
while I'm doing this, yeah. Because otherwise, it's just, you know, you're reading theory. But I could be doing with that little glass. So I've got a bottle of wine. Honestly, I poured like less than 100 mil. I had about 2 sips. Migraine. And I've just been, yeah, so my wine dreams. I'm really not reacting well to it at the minute, so then I had to just kind of finish that bed with a headache.
You
all
had to
night.
Finish the wine or the book.
No, just finish what I was doing. I carry on reading a little bit, and then I just couldn't because I had such a bad headache. No. Bed all night.
Just
and then
finish the quest to become a sommelier.
Yeah. I think it's called a cocktail headache, where just if you drink any alcohol, you can get a headache like instantly or within an hour or so.
But wine could be definitely.
Yeah, but it just keeps happening to me.
So what does this mean for your dreams of, because your dreams of being a footballer, with the tripping over, that's not great. So the sommelier
two
stuff.
Dreams
in the space
going
of 24
time.
Hours, all these dreams are just...
Sounds like you just drink a lot and then you're pissed, falling over.
I barely drink.
Having a shit time
at Sunday
League.
I was going to take a picture of the bottle to show you because I knew you'd say this.
Just down in the wine.
there's like the that much missing from it.
You anyway, could still be a sommelier.
You just have to spit it
the
out.
The only thing
you?
Would be people would say, what does this wine taste like? And you go, I don't know.
Just say it with enough arrogance.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bitter note of
I picked out red. Black Forest fruits. Do you know it's boring? This ain't going in. Anyway, what have you been up to, Stephen?
Well, mine's really interesting.
Yeah.
I went for lunch and get this. I got the I got the eggs.
Yes.
They came cold. Fuming. Poached eggs cold. And with that hollandaise sauce on top.
Did you get a wine pairing?
No, I didn't. I didn't, okay. Unfortunately. After I have a sip, I get full-blown AIDS. and it was awful. Cold eggs and the thick sauce. And I was like, this is disgusting.
Why was the sauce hot?
And the toast was like that, genuinely that thin. It was like a tiny little slither. And I was thinking, I wish it was acceptable in society to just throw it on the floor.
Where was this?
It was
the place where they give you hollandaise.
I don't want to name and shame, but yeah, I just wish, you know, if you got a meal and it wasn't good, instead of politely speaking to the staff, you could just throw it on the floor
And you still pay for your meal.
Yeah. You
get the
that.
Enjoyment. That's true. But I mean society accepts it. Mm. If I just went, the last time I had that feeling was Ryan's come down with me.
And you threw
it. His dessert. Well, his dessert, I didn't.
That's
I
true.
Showed really good restraint.
Very
I was well
kind
behaved.
Of you.
Thank you. But I just wish you could pay and tip, but you get to throw your plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad did that once with a steak my sister ordered at my mum's birthday party.
He threw it?
Yeah. At her birthday party?
Yeah, so we're in a pub and my sister ordered a steak.
The Dean.
The Dean's kitchen.
We ordered the Dean's steak.
It's a piece of bacon.
A pint of steak, please.
That's my steak, that.
It'd still be watered down as well. So, my sister ordered a steak and it was underdone. So my dad was like, everything was going wrong. And my mum's meal had come late and she ordered a salad and they come up with chicken dippers or whatever. It was all going a bit tits up. So he said, right, this steak is underdone. I need this steak doing more. So he took the plate away, came back about 30 seconds later. It was the same steak with a little bit missing that they just banged in a microwave. So he went, right, got the steak knife, bang, threw it, marched with it like it was a Roman triumph, like it was a torch, over to the bar, and my mum's like, oh my God, no. And I heard him go, unacceptable! And he just throws the steak with the knife across the bar and then just comes flying back to the table and sits down.
Didn't leave at that point.
They're bringing a new steak. So I was like, oh, this is terrible. I'm gonna go have a fag. So I went outside for a cig and he arrives next to me and he goes, what have I done? And I was like, yeah, that was
help
a bit
me,
silly.
Cameron.
And he went, no, they're coming round with the birthday cake in 10 minutes. I was like, oh, shit, I'm staying out here. So we hear the birthday music start playing over the tannoy.
Dear.
But I reckon they did this on purpose. They let it play for about 5 minutes, for the whole restaurant, mind, while all coming up. So then they turn up with the cake, and it's a Black Forest gatto, and my mum doesn't like it. So she sits there while all the staff are singing.
Did your dad get the cake?
Birthday.
Or was it
unacceptable?
What, Forest?
So she has a bite, otherwise the staff won't go away. And then she turns round to me and goes, I can't have this, you'll have to have it. And I was like, what?
Chain smoking.
It was like, it was a decent sized Black Forest gatto, like Bruce Bogtrotter. Nice. I had to just plough through this fucking thing. Because my dad didn't want it, my sister didn't want it, Lana didn't want it, and I was the only one who'd sit there.
So you couldn't just say, can I box this up?
Edible.
You just said, I'm going to have to eat the whole thing.
All right, it was a stressful situation. That never occurred to me. This Black Forest gatto is underdone. Just launched it.
Don't blame you for stress eating.
So yeah, moral of the story is it's just
it is acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I'd known that.
You could have got a cake out of it, apparently.
Cameron, you had a hot take. Unbeknownst to you, in a message you sent me, it was a bit of a hot take.
Mm.
I mean, I think I asked you, what you've been up to or some shit.
No.
But you said,
no,
women don't like funny men.
No, you told me to say, you told
me
to do
it,
a conspiracy theory. So I was being ironic.
Okay, well, I think it's worth exploring a little bit, because
I don't know any funny men, so there's no way I could possibly qualify that statement.
I think it's a classic thing you'd see on Twitter or X, as you like to call it.
Yeah,
it is a manosphere kind of thing to say, isn't it?
But I think it's
we've all been tatified.
Set my funny men free.
But more so, I think it's women saying they love a man who's funny.
Yeah.
Mm. But from my experience, it's not the case. Smith,
as soon as one of us manages it.
No.
See, that's what the women say to me. And I'm funny, man. I'm getting like numb flashbacks here.
Talk to me.
I'm funny.
Give me a chance to tell a joke. Let me riff.
I've got my gargoyle cloak in my bag. Give me 10 minutes.
Give me 10 minutes.
And batteries for a microphone.
Have you seen a Rizzler clip? I'm funny, goddammit.
Oh, is another joke? Please. Ethan, Ever used your humour to riz up a hot chick?
Oh, I lack humour.
No.
Just let it cut there.
I've never been confident to talk to the females. I've always been a bit like...
You're the females.
Yeah, that doesn't help, does it? No.
Why don't you imagine we're all a group of the females.
Okay,
and
yes.
You've taken a likes to all four of us.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to just play the field.
No standards, understood.
That's it.
Right, okay.
So, you know, take it away, Ethan. We could be in a club or wherever you want. Where's a good setting for you?
Let's do a bar so I can hear you at least.
Pardon?
Sorry. It's quite loud in the club. Should we go into this room here? The bar bit.
The okay. Toilet, this?
No, sorry, it's not the...
You're already in character.
you're walking the wrong way.
Why is this woman in the bar got bog eyes on her lips?
Eyes for the bog?
I hope it uses me. I'm so horny.
I came in here for it to pray in LA.
Lay down paper, whatever you do. Anyway, hello.
We're back at the bar.
What's up with this one?
Hello, young man.
Oh, are you a lady?
Yes.
You have a funny voice for a lady.
You've got a funny voice.
No, you are right there, to be fair, but I meant more so for a lady.
I lean to the right.
Oh, do you? Oh, I don't know if I... Well, I'm a bit horny myself, so I can look past that.
My tits lean to the right.
Oh, well, that's fine with me. Are they big at all?
You tell me, buster.
Well, I'll bust them open if you don't mind.
I do mind.
Well, I'll refrain from that.
My child is nourishing on my breast at the moment.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see your child there.
You didn't see me?
That's not my child. I didn't produce that. This freak needs to get taken out of the club.
That's my child. Thank you very much.
It's an awful child.
Talk about my child like that.
What, my chopped liver?
What do you say? What do you say, son?
Go away.
How old's your child?
My child's 18.
Old enough to be in club.
Old enough to be in club. Yeah.
No chance.
You know I am. I've got my ID somewhere.
Yeah, show me your ID.
Dad's got it.
That's my child, you fucking.
That's your kid!
It's my child.
Do you know what I'm getting involved in this?
Your dad's not here, son. Your dad's gone.
I thought it was his father's son bonding.
Maybe your new dad's just there.
Ah, yes.
Well, go on, talk to mum.
Well. Call me daddy.
Oh.
Oh.
He's going to ride you like a pony.
Why say that to me, though?
No,
don't make bedroom eyes at my son.
No, sorry. There's been a confusion here. I meant more so that I could become your dad. I'm not going to ride you, silly. That would be...
Stop talking to my lad.
Sorry. Are you sick?
We're all ladies here, no?
Oh, my son's not a lady.
Transitioning.
Well, definitely not a lady.
Could be. 2026.
Okay. Nothing ladylike about you.
Oh, you're kidding. Look at the breasts.
I'm not sure what species that is.
What are you?
You've raised a grotty being. One thing's for sure, that's a real grot monster.
Yeah, fit though.
Not fit at all.
Fucking fit,
bottles of absinthe.
You want to go home?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that thing pissing on a grave, bro. I'm not sure what the piss was coming out of.
And it was his own grave as well. Remarkable stuff.
Crawling back in for the night.
Pissed himself free.
Instead of an arm coming up, it's just
fun a piss.
Like a boy at the sea.
you want to raise up my mum?
Will you leave this grotty little thing to the side and we can have our own time together?
That's fair.
What's your name?
Kath.
And how did you grow this thing, Kath?
What do you mean, how did I grow this thing?
How did it come to being?
I had sex. What do you think?
Oh, do you like sex, Kath?
I did. Oh.
What's happened?
This will take its toll, though.
You've had sex with that? The grot bite?
No, I pushed it out that size.
Is it true that the grot monster tried to push back in several times?
Recently as well.
Smaller now than it was then.
Yeah, I take it, yeah. Manjaro, weight loss journey.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs. I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
I've got some news, if you want some news.
Love news, yeah, my favourite segment.
Did anyone watch the Netflix thing where the guy who was climbing up the building?
I've seen all
of it. I kept seeing the teasers for it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, yeah, I didn't actually tune into it. So I've seen the highlights from getting to the top.
Makes my palms sweat.
Yeah. So you might be watching thinking he falls. What did they have in place in case he did fall? Surely they
nothing.
Can't just broadcast.
Nothing. That's all I do.
You can't.
No, you can.
You can't go ahead with the show if someone.
That's why everyone was tuning in.
Yeah, he signs off. Have you seen?
No, but if he does fall,
have you seen the other things he's climbed? Like there is a wall that is basically like a cliff.
Is that Yellowstone?
You don't see the end of it though, do you? Cliffhanger.
That's good.
But surely there's something in place for.
No, nothing.
Surely there is. Netflix aren't going to broadcast to death.
Yeah, but I think the idea is that
they probably just wouldn't pan down.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I mean, if he does slip,
yeah.
Is there a 10-second delay where they've cut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, Netflix cannot show
of course,
some bloke just fall into his death. And then, Roy cuts to the broadcasting going, well, 1-0,
well, it's kind of new ground, isn't it?
Well, it is now. There's a big hole in it.
Now for the backup climber. I don't want to do it.
He was there.
You're still going to do it, mate. There's a clip of him.
Is it you?
Is it me? Oh. Yeah, I could do it, mate.
Also sunken into the ground.
Oh, fuck off. Something's even fallen on him. Is that what you... Yeah, brilliant.
Just struggling to get
as if every time I walk, it's like God's
that
in his
was
feet.
Just stinking.
Stinking? God's... Shocking, mate. Shocking from you. Honestly.
I didn't say stinking.
So I'm a metre off the ground and I'm just doing that. It's just, I'm bringing the roof to me.
No one ever said you're a metre off the ground. It's not, it's silly.
I've not even left the
floor. Chance to be a fine thing.
Yeah, brilliant, Tom.
The first metre's the hardest, they say.
You'd break your ankle running up to it.
Anyway, I mean, where does he go from here?
Me?
Not you. Alex Honnold, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Up again. Down again.
Well, they probably built something for him to climb, you know. Now it's...
That building, a lot of it was just, like, there was a bit to get onto each time, so it wasn't horrific.
But I think,
it was awful bits,
based on what he's done, that for him was quite easy. So probably that...
£500,000.
What was?
That's his fee.
Really?
Yeah. What, just to climb something?
Yeah.
Don't say just.
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. A lot of people are talking about it.
I can't even go on the big wheel at Blackpool.
Do you reckon you could do it?
Panicking. No, I'm rubbish with heights, mate. I panic on cable cars.
Not that this would be the bit that I fall apart on, but when he was walking up and you could see all the people in the building taking pictures.
Yeah.
Just sometimes when you're walking past someone and you think, oh, I just walk normally, and then your legs don't really work normally.
Yeah.
You're like a robot. I'd imagine I'd just start to... That's where I'd fall off, thinking, oh, no, I could be watched. I go red in the face and then just so much more sweat in my hands.
I think, isn't it?
I'd hate it. Yeah.
Where was it, this building that he climbed?
Taipei.
Taipei, yeah.
Ah.
Taipei.
Are you type B?
Yeah.
Type two.
Fuck off! Don't
just got that.
Why are you laughing then? Why aren't you defending me?
I think,
Defend me, bro!
Diabetes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I'm taking the Manjaro, mate.
That's what they're saying.
The traitors is coming to the stage, you'll be pleased to hear.
Fucking traitors are here, mate. Fucking on this podcast. You type two. What do you mean it's come to the stage?
In 2027, they're doing a stage show of the traitors.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think we need
it's just all
far.
Over the place, isn't it?
I
don't watch it, but it's too much.
It really felt like the celebrity one had ended.
It was like 2 minutes ago, and then it's like, yeah.
Well, 2027's a long way off.
Doing a celebrity one, aren't they, with him off inside number 9, Steve Pemberton.
Yeah,
when's that going to be? Like in the next couple of months?
Near the end of the year, probably.
I heard Cheryl, Cole.
Just Cheryl now, isn't it?
Cheryl. She's apparently going to be in it.
Do you like the traitors?
I really do, yeah.
Did you get into it a bit late? Did you just...
He was very first one, series, because there was the traitor on that looked like Max.
Yeah.
Ah.
And I was like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
Wow, really got into it.
Isn't it all about telling fibs?
Lies, no. And deceit.
Lies and deceit.
Yes, deception. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Well, it is if you're a traitor.
So, would you be good at it, or would you be really bad at it?
Maybe he is. He's just lying to you.
I think you'd be pretty good at it.
No. 100%.
Yeah, you'd be good at it.
In this hat.
Yeah.
I'd be a very suspicious faithful. I'm sure.
You'd be out first. Due to injuries.
Have a glass of wine, get to know everybody.
The voices there's, in my head.
Something not right about him. Have you ever had a glass of wine before? He's lying.
I can hear you screaming from the turret.
Do you reckon you'd be good at it?
No.
I don't know. Can you tell fibs?
You just kill off all the men.
Oh, what?
You turn it into the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Get rid of all the pigs.
Yeah, that will be a strategy there. Go to all the women about how nasty all the other men are.
It's just him and one guy left.
So, playing the same game.
I did it for the women, actually.
In the finale, you go, I'm straight.
You're not. Play the reel.
He takes his hats off as well. Ow! Shit!
Dan's a bit of a creep, isn't he? Not like me.
Hasn't worn clothes since the second episode. Would a traitor be naked? It's time to slag off a podcast.
Hey, yes, please.
This is Ant and Dec hanging out.
No.
Yeah, awful, awful people.
That's not on film. But anyway,
who do you reckon's the top and bottom in Ant and Dec?
Ant would be the top.
We'll answer that quick. Okay.
Dec would be the bottom.
Dec I can imagine.
Dec could be the deck. Be the deck.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. It's clever, but wrong.
I don't know, you know.
Well, yeah, I can imagine Ant on bottom, because don't they lift like 20 times their own weight or something like that? So he's on his back, just hoying deck in the air.
I didn't think about the fact he was an ant.
He's just toying with deck. He's just making a real fool of him, really.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Just picking him up and spinning him around.
Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. And Dex just great.
Yeah.
How many years have we had of this?
Well, like ant girl.
I just want you to fuck me. Yeah. Sometimes when I get in from reading an orgy, I just want to be fucked.
And that's the number one podcast.
Yeah, and that was
is it.
That was a clip. That was a clip from their podcast. You know what? Dex reading his old diary. We could do. Could you get my diary, please? It's in one of those drawers. Might be the bottom one, actually.
You get Ethan to read it. That could be like...
No, that'd be silly.
Actually, we'll do justice.
Thank you very much, Ethan.
No, it's just on hand.
Yeah. This is a useful Geordie. Thank you. Ethan. And they're hard to come by.
Cheers, Ethan.
That's okay. What's the date today?
A lot of willies in that.
Hanging out.
Awful low.
It's your mum's food diary.
Oh, she keeps one.
28th of January.
I do.
Wednesday, 2004. Yesterday, it was parents' evening. And I wonder how I've been doing. Hope I've been doing all right.
So it was yesterday and you're still not sure?
Yeah, I just sometimes I have to fill space. Yeah. Should we see what 29th had in store?
Yeah.
Today I'm doing 3D Nets. And on the audio, we're doing Beatles Part 2. So I'm really happy. God, this is miserable.
It's good.
That's 2001?
2004.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yesterday, Michael Knowles came
writing
back.
Writing with his feet in that.
Fuck. Hey, I've got a pen license. They didn't give those away. Did you have your pillow fight, Stephen?
What teachers put that in?
Didn't even mention it. Didn't even mention it, miss. You're weird.
It's fucking weird, that. Anyway, we're much better than Anton Deck.
And that was much better than whatever they were doing.
They won that Best Presenter Award for a couple of decades in a row. And, you know, Perkins and Mel Gedroych were better. Sue and Mel and Sue.
Mm. Matt Lucas now with Noel Fielding.
Oh, pair of wrongans.
Have you seen Nigella Lawson? Is joining the Bake Off. Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah. She's replacing Prue.
A prudent choice, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Are you going to be tuning in?
Maybe.
You're going to be tuning in?
Messing with my microwave.
Ooh.
It's now time for celebrity gossip, please.
Okay. Ooh.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Pete Davidson's had a kid.
Has he? Who with? Any more information? Probably about time that he settled down. A bit of direction in his life. Your father. I know his father's obviously dead, isn't he?
If you believe that.
Yeah.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
It's now time for your laugh, your loo. This week it's me. Cameron, I might need you to join.
Okay.
Nice job.
When we do it, you fucking beg.
Beg?
You fucking beg.
Please, sir.
That was my you laugh, you lose. Max laughed. I win. Great victory. Clip that.
I think we should swap places. I think you're always very far from the action.
No, don't worry. You're fine there.
How far do you think I am?
You're fine there. Because I'm not doing it this week. I was inspired by Tom's approach.
Ooh.
And I thought, you know what? This is a clippable segment. Isn't that right, Ethan?
Love
the viewers
that.
Don't agree, but it is. It's 30 seconds, and I could just pitch that to different businesses and sell it. So instead of trying to make you idiots laugh, I have sold that 30-second slot of prime-time content to a local businessman.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I'm going to go get him. And Cameron, if you wouldn't mind joining those two.
Sure. Do you want us to close our eyes?
Yeah, go on.
And he's local, yeah?
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Mr. Businessman,
Surely
we can't just open our eyes on the image of you.
It'd be exactly that.
Fucking hell.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Are you tired of getting your stuff nicked? Are you fed up of living in fear? Well, I've got the thing for you. It's XL Squirrels. Over 4 inches taller than your average UK squirrel. Don't worry, we inject them with the growth hormone ourselves. Now, I can hear the question you're barking at me. How many do I have to buy to get a free lint roller? It'd be 3, exactly 3. You're not happy? Look, I haven't got your hand in your pocket yet. Well, we've got a big project coming this summer that is going to wow you. Plate of rice pudding. Plate of rice pudding coming this summer. It's just the plate. Thank you.
Oh, my eye.
Ah.
You stuffed next to
me. I've broken my lovely glasses.
Do you know what? I was so...
There we go.
I was so trying to hold it together. We're just seeing the glasses. I kind of missed the business pitch. And then eventually, and then I'm just looking at AI squirrels in high heels. What was the business?
XL squirrels.
You get a free plate of rice pudding.
No, you don't.
At the end, you do.
You're just not listening, are you?
Oh my lord!
At the end, you get the plate of rice pudding.
Three XL squirrels, you get a free lint roller.
What's the rice pudding?
That's our summer project.
Yeah,
plate of rice pudding.
Yeah, but just the plate.
Plate of rice pudding.
Yeah.
That's not free.
All right, I got the free lint roller and the free rice pudding. Yeah,
again, it's only free if you buy three. You just get a free lint roller.
The thing you said, are you tired of getting your stuff nicked?
Yeah.
Is this a solution? I kind of missed the segue into the
solution. Are you fed up of learning fear? Well, you need an XL squirrel.
Like an XL.
Oh,
wow, man.
Very beautiful.
Did you use AI to make a picture of the rice pudding? looks foul.
Yeah. Put lipstick on the scroll.
Let's have a look. Oh God. Oh.
Just stick the glasses back on for a second.
Fuck's sake.
so cheap. Put a pack of six though.
A pack of six?
Yeah, they'll be making it.
Fuck.
It's now time for some of our conspiracy theories.
Ooh. Just some of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
You've got a few, haven't you?
Max, want to go first?
Max is quite light-hearted, isn't it, I think?
Is it?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't think it was light-hearted at all. But it's not. Bad. Hey guys, has anyone here heard of the...
Hey.
Hello mate, how you doing?
Not now.
Really?
Yeah, we're doing conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't know who to trust now.
Stuff.
So this today I'm talking about the dead internet theory.
Heard of this one.
DIT.
Heard of it.
So we're doing theories that no one's heard of before?
No, I don't know all about it, just saying I'm with you, brother.
Yes, brother.
Yeah. That's true enough.
So this is the theory that... I mean, it was spoken about in 2021.
Hmm.
Cast your mind back all those years,
please.
If you can. Please. I was getting to that. Jumping the gun. Give me time, please. 2021, somebody wrote a blog post on a forum stating that, isn't it weird that a lot of comments nowadays are from chatbots? And
Tom, what's your
thing? No, go on, Tom.
Mine's about COVID.
No, of course it fucking is.
Oh, God.
These are your notes from back then, aren't they?
Bloody blue passport. Yeah.
Dead internet theory. This is crazy. This is actually mental. So 2021, someone was like, a lot of chatbots now are writing comments, creating accounts on like YouTube, basically every sort of social media. It's all chatbots.
Hmm.
And the theory is that mainly all of the internet is now just bots, which I don't believe is true.
Because we're not.
Because it's, well, yeah.
Because you're on the internet.
Yeah.
I am.
And you're not dead.
And I'm talking to loads of people.
Or a bot.
They've got to be real.
Have you spoken to many bots?
A lot of bots, yeah. Tinder.
Sex bots. Yeah. Sexy bots.
What's a sexy bot?
I don't know, just a bit sexy.
Were there any bots in your Twitch chat?
No. No.
Guys, who could do the few bots here?
Come on, chat. All 10 of you. You can't be bots, can you? Surely not. But here's the crazy thing.
We need some more bots in
2021, here. I'm pretty sure that wasn't true.
However, that didn't happen, 2021.
However, now, with AI...
Are you saying 2021 was fake?
No, I don't mean that. That
could be a conspiracy, surely. With AI, I found a YouTube channel. This is crazy. It's got 80,000 subscribers, and it has 1 million videos.
Right.
Huh? And it's the whole thing is AI. All the comments are AI. Everything.
There are the internet talking to itself.
Basically, yeah. So people are setting up these AI accounts,
right,
to just watch videos to pump up their numbers for, like, you know, ad revenue, stuff like that. But the theory is that governments are going to start using it to sort of sway public perception.
Yeah.
So if you, like, Facebook, for instance, announced the other month that they're really pushing their AI stuff. Now, if you watch, have you seen those pictures? Mental pictures of like
squirrels.
I mean, you're not far off. There'll be pictures of Jesus, but he's made out of like 100 shrimp, yeah. And all the comments are just people going, "Amen."
Tough wank.
Pardon?
Tough wank.
Well, speak for yourself.
They're talking about like bots and stuff. But
talk about COVID, shall we?
So FPL team of the week.
Yeah,
like it'll be someone who's like triple captain Matty Cash or something.
Oh, they can't be real.
So a lot of these are just like bots and stuff that are just putting random combinations together. So team of the week is very rarely a real person.
Obviously,
it's whoever, but you don't get anything for it. So it's just a waste of. I don't know why they do it. The one who wins it is usually a real person. You'd have to be. Yeah.
But then the thing is that a lot of these accounts are made by real people, and then given over to an AI or. Yeah. They'll create like one AI. So scalpers.
Mm.
There's a company that, well, if I say company, it's like, it's obviously illegal. They made an AI that's only job was to make money buying sneakers off eBay. So it would buy these shoes. It would get it shipped to a warehouse. It would then resell them on eBay for a higher, buy low, sell high.
Yes.
And are you a bot?
Fucking wish.
It's the kind of comment you'd see underneath.
You're a sexy bot.
Why'd you have to ask? Think for yourself, mate.
That's true.
What do you think?
Go on.
So basically, this company made millions by not doing anything. It just had this AI just buying and shipping stuff around the world. Crazy.
How much did it make then?
They didn't put out their financial reports, but
so this bit isn't a conspiracy. This is just real.
Well, the conspiracy is that like companies and like the government can easily use these bots to sway opinions. Right. So like, let's say you see a news article that's like, "Oh, Mark Zuckerberg's a bad man," and then all the comments will be like, "No, he's not." You know, for whatever reason, you'd probably be more swayed by the comments
just
than the news
like
article.
Buying views and using these robot accounts. Because there's Channel 4 is like a comedian's channel.
Yeah.
I was looking and there was, it's like every sort of 10 videos, it'll be hundreds of thousands of views.
Yep.
I'm like, that's weird. And then I looked at the comments and it's the same amount of comments as it is on the normal videos.
Yeah.
Mm. So they're just buying
So views last year,
or advertising.
And this is like a fact, 60% of all online 60% of all online posting was by bots. 60%.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Would you say that 40% is still going up in terms of the amount
still,
that's out there?
There's still like people doing stuff, but 60%
is proof
now.
Of it, man.
Yeah, we're
You want
there.
Proof?
No, we're proof of humans making content. But
then again, there'll be people who've never seen us in real life.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but then they might think we're bots.
That's a good point.
How do we prove to them
AI
that we're not bots?
Ridiculous. I feel like you could make an AI thing.
Get us in a bot, get wet.
Max has.
Can you repeat what you said so I can judge if this is a good thing or not?
Have you ever seen a bot get wet?
And I meant as in bottom.
Soggy bottom.
Did you?
No, I meant Max having sex with the robot.
Yeah, still got it, man.
But the robot.
Needs a good clean.
Your lease has been up for 3 weeks. Where is it?
Robot's gone to the police.
Just a litter picker on a Hoover.
And all it can say, all it can say is, stop picking on Zuckerberg.
It's good stuff.
Amen.
Amen.
Thomas, what is your...
Oh, well, I was struggling with my conspiracies because I just kept going, finding a conspiracy. And the more I read about it, you know...
Just, you really get behind that.
Well, I kind of go full circle. So I went for the Great Reset.
What's the Great Reset?
Do you remember around the time of COVID where a lot of people were citing Klaus, is it Klaus Schwab?
Klaus Schwab, the impressionist of Facebook.
The world...
Is that it? Who am I thinking? Who's the Irish? Oh, whatever.
So the World Economic Forum, yeah?
Right.
And so this thing, the World Economic Forum...
That old chestnut...
Yeah, have you seen anything of this? I don't know. It's like a worldwide body that I guess is there to
don't say anything. Don't fucking say anything. Got that a globe?
I guess it's there to influence governments and the direction that we're taking as a human race. And all these all the people, like, you know, what's his name, Canadian Prime Minister
Justin Trudeau.
All these world leaders have spent time, you know, like as part of the World Economic Forum, and they've gone out and, to, you know, become heads of states, etc., etc. So the idea was that COVID was basically planned. So it's the coin term of the plandemic, creating a pandemic to use a pandemic to kind of set new social structures in place and reshape the whole.
Finally, my plan has come to fruition.
I've had a bot buy face mask from eBay for the last 20 years for pennies on the pound.
Do you remember the guy that bought all the hand sanitizer in his garage in America?
Oh, I made it.
And he got told off.
He had to
give it away. He spent thousands on it. Oh. He went to every supermarket and bought their whole supply of hand sanitizer to sell.
Good.
And they were like, yeah, you need to give that away. Like, yeah. That's awful.
That's so anti-capitalist.
I know. Really pissed me off that.
The idea is that it was the elites and organisations that used the crisis to consolidate power and implement drastic changes in governance. So obviously, I think, you know, the vaccination programme.
Yeah. A fella in a pub in Prescott told me that when he got vaccinated, he could open his car from further away.
Without the keys, either.
Without the keys. He could communicate directly with his Tesla. No one drives a Tesla in Prescott. He said, he was like, watch this. He has a car in a car park. Going like that.
You should be driving, sir.
I've seen people put it, not do it. Not being able to reach the car and, like, put it to their head.
You can just do it by pouring it to your head. But I didn't know that, so I've been pouring it in my mouth for ages and looking at the car like that.
It's been choking on it.
Yeah. Sucking his keys again.
You've had your key up your nose for a while.
Yeah, sure. You can do it like that. But I thought you had to do it like this. I thought, just every time I press it, my eyes light up.
And you open up.
Sorry about him.
Just clip around that summer.
Horny these bots.
How? Why is that a sex? It's not a sex thing. Maybe you open up like emotionally.
And then fuck.
Hell yeah, brother.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
My one, the first one, is one that I've come up myself.
Oh, really?
So buckle in for this. Stevie Wonder was originally called TV Blunder because he couldn't read the autocue.
Fucking conspiracies episode. Got these fucking hats on.
TV Blunder, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, no,
it's
good.
It
yeah.
is embarrassing for him. Because his hearing is, you know, it isn't enhanced, but because he can't see, he can hear all the laughter off screen.
Yeah, probably tastes a lot better as well.
This one was one that I...
Stupid bop.
It isn't a big conspiracy theory. It's just one that I saw and I thought, oh, that's it's a little bit, not sinister, but it's cynical. That's the one. Uber can see your battery percentage, and if it's low, they charge you more.
Oh, really?
You're yeah. saying no.
Is that
oh, you're saying
true?
Yes. Apparently. So they so two identical requests were made. So this is only an experiment of two.
It's enough. We're
yeah,
marched.
It is, yeah.
Uber charged 6% more for the journey that was made on a smartphone with only 12% battery remaining. The phone with 84% was charged £14.56.
So I remember after work once, I wanted to get an Uber home. I used Uber and it was like 15 quid. I went on Bolt and the Bolt was 9 quid. I then went back onto Uber and it gone down to 9 quid. Wow. So I feel like they could see what the other
right,
price
cookies.
Is.
Yeah.
Well, Bolt Ooh. Used to be cheaper, but now I find Bolt's more expensive.
Because they've, you know, again,
they've
just
made their money now.
Yeah. Because they offered loads of discounts and stuff, didn't they, to begin with?
What's Burnham doing about all this?
Well, he wants out, doesn't he? He wants to be an MP.
That's it.
I also don't think Burnham's going to do anything. Uber's a...
What is Burnham doing about Uber?
That's so true.
Zoe Bread will take that on, if you know
She's
Zoe
good.
Bread.
Zoe Bread.
But she's the person to take it on.
Mm.
Burnham Bread. Something you could do with that.
Again, the bots, they just need a little bit more.
That's good!
A bit of finesse.
Burnham and Bread?
They pick up on words.
Unacceptable meal! Exactly, that's what I was going for.
I always have this big book of conspiracies. I thought I'd just turn on a random page if you want.
Yeah.
I'll give you a page
one,
number.
I don't even see that.
Go on, yeah.
How many pages are in it?
Give me
44.
One on page 94.
It's just under 200.
94.
Did you say 94?
I said 94, please, yeah. Sorry, Ethan.
No, that's right. I just felt no one was saying a number, so I thought I'd
jump. Yeah, no, thank you.
No, you, it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Didn't quite hear what you said, but
94's just a picture.
94's a picture. What did you say?
I said 44, Stephen.
Oh, a lot of fours.
Let's go with just four.
Ooh, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
If you see a four, stop.
Just a picture. Could you give me an odd number?
One.
It's
111
contents.
111. One's risky, Steve.
Yeah, it's a contents page.
111.
111.
All the ones.
Yeah, it's just a picture.
112.
My conspiracy is that
city.
There's no words.
Lost cities. Oh, Atlantis.
Yes.
It seems highly improbable that an entire city can just disappear without trace.
Oh.
And yet, at the turn of the 20th and 21st centuries, the lost cities of Thonis, Heraklion and Canopus were discovered in the Nile Delta, buried in the shifting sands for over 1,000 years.
Wow.
The discoveries by underwater archaeologists of buildings, ships and huge statues enabled anthropologists to reassess the important trading links between Greece and Egypt at the time of the last pharaohs 2,000 years ago. It is therefore quite possible in years to come we will at last be able to uncover the mysteries of other lost cities, such as Atlantis.
Wow. That's cool. So did they not say what happened to the people in the
Shut
cities?
Up, Cam!
All right.
A lot of questions.
Probably a pandemic.
Do you know what? I think cities buried by water is not crazy, is it? Because, like...
Oh, I'll tell you what's crazier.
Go on.
Go on.
Just like wind blowing it away or something.
Big wind.
That would be mad.
Or what if we're all just in a snow globe?
Yeah, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
I would love for all the conspiracy theorists to come up with the big wind theory, and that they're all weighing themselves down every day. You'll be sorry when the big wind comes, blows you all away. It'd just be me with my weight.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
3, 2, 1. Osama and Bush.
Terrorists.
Bush, in brackets, George.
Tony the Tiger.
And the question today is,
Who do you think did 9/11?
It's great.
Well, I guess they're great.
They were great.
I used to think
this is great.
Oh shit. Oh god. I mean, does he not just look guilty to you? I mean,
he doesn't like a tiger for instance.
Horrifying grin.
A fucking gremlin. Looks like two different animals.
It looks like he's got a growth on his neck.
It looks like a demagogue with a little gremlin just popping up behind it.
I've not at all sexualized Tony the Tiger. That's how he used to appear on the telly.
Because the guy from the advert, there was another conspiracy theory that he killed himself, the Australian one. So I'm wondering if Tony bumped him off as well.
Killed him, yeah, of course.
Wouldn't surprise me. I've just always got a bad feeling about the guy. I just don't know what he's capable of.
Do you like Frosties?
No, I can't be doing with them.
You're just a special game, mate. Well,
I am, yeah. Yeah. Mm. I'm a harvest morn, man, and I don't mind K when it comes my way.
We all mourned when 9/11 happened.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you think Kellogg's were involved, or is it very much a...
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to learn a lot of these big corporations that this fucker's involved with.
Yeah,
100%.
I've been responsible for all sorts of devious and dastardly
things. Bear in mind, he's only involved with one company, which is Kellogg's.
That's what you've been led to believe.
So true.
He's probably invested in it.
Yeah.
Look at the size of this guy.
He's not natural.
Yeah.
No.
No way.
He's built, mate.
Yeah.
Is that a scar on his chest? Has he been...
It looks like a C-section.
That's his abs.
That's his abs.
How did he do 9/11, then?
He used his underlings and his connections with Al Tiger, a branch of Al Qaeda, and
so they're still associated with Al Qaeda. Yeah. They're just a
no. That's what.
Of it.
That's what you've
Is it
been
known that he
believe?
Was involved with these people? Is this common knowledge?
Look, as a journalist, I'm allowed to protect my sources. This is classified.
You should protect
your sources, top secret information.
Can I ask one question? Has Tony ever been asked about if he did 9/11?
Well, no one's got close enough to him to ask. He's got that stupid shtick, hasn't he? You're great.
He's got a catchphrase.
Well, it just gets him out of all kinds of situations.
It makes you feel good when you hear that.
They were going to bring him. They were going to indict him in front of a grand jury.
Yeah.
And then snap, crackle, and pop. You may remember were mysteriously killed in that drive-by.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So then he had to attend their funeral on the day that he should have been questioned by a grand jury over his connections to Boeing.
So every time I buy a box of Frosties, I'm funding terrorism.
Mm. Absolutely. And the weird thing is, it's not Tiger, because he's lying.
That's great.
Mm. Oh,
how much terrorism do you think you've been responsible for?
Enough.
A good few bowls.
Yeah, a few packs.
It was at Ground Zero, and we said... It's kind of worth it. You know, that first mouthful, it's kind of worth it.
North Tower's probably me.
Well, the towers went.
Actually crashed the fourth plane with a bowl. Spilt milk all over the...
It wasn't a planned terrorist attack. It was just a horrible mistake.
A milky mistake.
Yeah, don't cry over spilt milk.
You're 2,000 dead.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe cry.
Yeah.
So do we think it's Cam? Or do we think it's Max?
I think you need to open your mind.
Osama and Bush.
Yeah, you know, tag team.
I put Bush in brackets, George in brackets, W.
Do you think it was George, do you?
Big dub.
Do you not? I mean, you just put terrorists, that's such a...
Yeah, I know.
Isn't his dad also George?
Yeah, yeah. I think the W makes it.
It's not
me celebrating it.
Bro, catching dubs.
I just thought his performance when he gets told about it whilst he's reading the story is really lacklustre.
Yeah.
Mm. I wasn't buying it.
Can we vote?
Yeah.
Let's say Cam, please.
That was really quick. I'm going to go Max.
All right, I'm going to go Cam.
I think it's quite ironic that this theory's got such a frosty reception.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you waiting for
been silent Tom? For 2 minutes thinking about that one.
Are you voting for?
I'll vote for Tom.
Idiot.
What an idiot. What a fucking idiot.
Get out, Cameron, please.
Okay.
Max.
Hello, mate.
Fruck off as well.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hi.
What's your name, pal?
Oh, hello, I'm Ethan. Who are you?
Has anyone ever told you you look like an owl?
I look like an owl. Yeah, I have been told that, actually, yeah, quite recently.
By who? Oh, that's good stuff.
Could you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm from Scotland. Craig
Pilchards, and I came first in Scotland's Prop Comic of the Year.
I'm Brian O'Dunk, and I came second in Scotland's Prop Comic of the Year.
And I'm Colin Sweeney. I came third in Scotland's Prop Comic of the Year.
No shame in that.
I am Ronald McMuck, and I am Scotland's Comic of the Year.
Prop Comic of the Year.
Prop Comic of the Year. I should be very precise with that.
Yeah, it's great to finally see you eye to eye.
Well, yes, I'm
look a bit different.
In what way?
Last time I seen you, back of your head.
You're talking behind my back?
I remember fucking seeing your luscious arse.
Fucking me.
Who fucked you?
You won't fuck me.
I keep saying
no.
That was the prop I used. That was the real thing.
That was the dildo I saw over there.
It wasn't.
How did you in Scotland's prop going in the air?
What about being Scottish? Funny with props?
You're not Scottish.
Oh, I don't need to be Scottish. I just turn up and I say, look, I can do prop comedy. There's not many people trying it, really. It's quite an old-fashioned thing, isn't it?
I feel like I've been catfished by this fella.
Can you show us something?
I can show you many things.
Show me everything
camera
again.
Camera over there, mate. Oh,
Ronald,
comedy with props.
Yeah, prop comedy.
If I know you, you've got a sentry's bag to your right. Filled with props.
Do your routine.
My favourite shop, obviously.
You've got an award-winning routine. Oh. Please take it away.
Oh, well.
This is why we fucked him.
This is a great bit. It's me day with me wife.
I love this, and I remember it well. Yeah. It's a four-minute routine.
Four-minute routine.
I love prop comedy.
The things I do with me wife.
Me take me go and come again.
Pardon, say that again.
Carry on.
Carry
please.
On.
Please.
Wake up in the morning. I see my wife. She's not in bed. I'm getting crazy thoughts. Is she cheating on me with neighbour?
You've got... Hey, you fucked us three. Talking about cheating.
I thought it was her with a strap on.
I didn't fuck nobody. I made love, sweet love.
Well, nothing, yeah, I wouldn't nothing say that. You tore me to pieces.
Oh.
You bloody shot your load as soon as you saw his props.
I can't help me.
I wake up, my wife's not there, she's cheating. So I run down and I say, you, and I show her this.
Go on.
You fucking the neighbour. You fucking the neighbour.
You shot your wife.
No, I missed on purpose.
We shot all those right of your arms.
Yeah, right. I didn't realise you had actually came inside me.
I didn't come.
Well, you came third. Your words to be precise.
No, in you.
Not in me.
No, I did.
Thank you.
It was an honour, sir.
Great taste. So I,
you're telling me.
I guess I shot my wife. And she said, no, I'm not having any of that. And she came at me with...
Your wife sounds a lot like you.
Thank you very much.
Is
we're
she
twins.
Not Scottish either?
She came at me with Satsuma. Or orange of some sort.
She's brought a Satsuma to a gunfight.
That's exactly what
that's
I said.
Comedy,
that's
that.
What I said, yeah.
That's
I said.
A tangerine.
All right, well, I don't bloody know my citrus fruits, do I?
This I'm is a hilarious segment.
That was appealing.
No, it's like a fucking Ryan Locke. Do you remember Ryan Locke? He did England's prop comic of the year. Came last.
He did, and then his son came in and he said, "Mom, Dad, stop! I've got something to show you."
The way you've had kids. What is it?
You just pop these on, would you?
I haven't got a fucking clue, to be honest with you.
But that's prop comedy.
Like, everything's gone topsy turvy.
He looks like a villain from Despicable Me.
Can I see? Can
banana.
I, can I, can
bananas.
It's that Satsuma.
Hang on a minute.
Me toupee.
What is it a prop with you? Oh, we didn't have to pay for this.
You bloody should do.
Put your goggles on.
Wait, I thought you wanted to try them.
I was having a look.
Fucking give me.
Oh, that's not prop comedy. Swearing like that. You've
got to swear to the audience, fam.
Everything's a fucking prop.
So my son comes in and shows me this. Well, this is really fucking weird, this.
Oh, there we are.
And it, oh, I got 5 minutes to fill.
Fuck.
And then my daughter comes in and she says...
Big family.
Pardon?
What?
He said big family.
Fuck off. I'm on Banjaro weight loss journey. She says, "Mom, Dad, look at this."
What's that?
I can't see it. I think it's a... Is it a bowl?
Is that...
Well, you tell us, prop comic.
Is that a white glove?
It's a hat.
What have you got with that?
What? White gloves?
Genuinely quite funny.
What have you got? What are you doing with a white glove?
It's not. It wasn't meant to be white. It's probably all that cum.
No. You've
probably
not been,
uses as a condom.
You've been wiping your ass with your hand again, have you?
No, not anymore.
Why?
Have you ever done it? You ever wiped your ass with your hand? You're good.
Can't say I have.
You want a sweet gun and bits? Straight.
What's that? What do they call that?
A cloche.
Oh, my fucking head, mate.
I think it's a cloche.
And then my grandma came in.
You look like a tasty dinner.
Yeah? You want another bite? And then my grandma comes in and she says, "Oh, son."
She's still alive.
Didn't she mean grandson?
No, because my dad was there too. She said, "Son, I've got you this for your birthday."
Oh, it's a lovely bit of makeup.
Is that?
Fuck me.
Is that makeup?
It is makeup.
Oh, it's makeup. Yeah, lovely granny got us some makeup.
I put some on.
Yeah,
hey.
Fuck me.
Well, we'll need a little squeeze.
Not on my beard, fam. Cost me $2,000, this. And then my dad said...
I put some on.
That's what my dad said, yep.
On your cheeks.
What the fuck is this? It's fucking...
A bit of blusher.
You need a bit of blush on his nose as well.
I need some on your nose.
You know what? You don't need anything
stop,
on...
Stop. Stop wrangling around.
This is my comedy show. Who hijacks a comedy show?
That's funny, that.
My dad said, "Hey, I have this son."
Oh, you don't want that.
Why was it crusty? Why was it crusty?
No comment, Bill.
And then finally I topped it off with this.
That's hilarious.
What did you do with an apple?
You stuff it in your mouth like a pig.
You didn't, did you?
Fuck off!
You didn't.
Did what?
You didn't stick it in your mouth, did you?
You didn't stick it in your mouth and squeal, did you?
No!
Because I've seen you do that before.
You wouldn't, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'm a doctor and it scared me. Does that make sense?
Hey, it's shite, but it makes sense.
That's me comedy.
Is there nothing left in the bag?
Oh,
prop comic of the year.
I don't know, to be
what
honest with you.
What a bad year for prop comedy.
I mean, there's a bat. Oh, there it. Oh, hello.
What is it?
It's something my granddad popped out his bum.
Do you need some more makeup? It's a bouncy ball.
Your granddad passed that out of his ass.
He said, "You need one of these, son, to protect you from those free guys from fucking you."
And so you, You just popped it in your mouth, did you?
No, I didn't. I never pop it in my mouth, would
you
I?
You just popped it in your mouth.
You put mine in your mouth. I can't see a fucking thing in these. That's me comedy. tickets go on sale.
Three. The world when you get these off.
So what?
8.50.
So it's just prop comedy, yeah?
I do other comedy.
What kind of comedy do you do?
Do you do crowd work?
I do.
Oh, it'd be great to see some. I saw Rat Mife the other week in Guernsey.
Oh, he's good, him.
I keep
fucking
him.
Why couldn't you get tickets to that?
No, it was a hot ticket. Oh, who are you? Who are you?
I tell you what, we could introduce you.
All right.
Fat Fife.
Fuck off.
We're Fife's in Scotland.
Fuck off. What do you mean fat? not fat. If you look at me through these glasses, I'm bottom heavy.
Maybe if you put some more makeup on, maybe.
Oh.
Just stick a bit more makeup on
I'm
you.
I'm more into the Satsuma.
Just
a little butt.
Just on your cheeks.
Oh, well, that's gorgeous, that. That's
no, I don't like it. It stinks of fucking... What the fuck is that, fam?
I mean... Let me guess it. Guess on the other side.
I'm not turning for no one.
Anyway, do some cred work, please.
What's your name, love?
Who's that to?
You what's your name, love?
Cynthia.
Cynthia? Who named you that? Your mum?
Aye.
What? Is that a joke? I don't...
It's good stuff, that.
I'm laughing. Oh, who are you?
Derek.
Derek? What brings you here tonight?
Comedy.
Comedy? Not going to find out around these parts.
Why?
What do you mean?
Do you do refunds?
Free? What? Who are you?
I'm Cynthia's mother.
You've got great taste.
Well, what do you mean by that?
fuck me. I'm looking at your trousers, love.
Why are you doing that? That's a bit perverted.
Is it?
Hey?
Oh, yeah, not perverted, it's hiding all the good bits.
What do you mean the good bits?
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
What do you mean the good bits?
Don't throw this at me, what's this?
That's some of your props. That's some of your amusing props.
That's not my prop, I never use these. Ow! Don't you come at me. What's... Oh, there's a pen. That's my crowd work. You like it?
It's very good. It's very good. You've got a talent there, pal.
Thank you. Can I go home now?
Do you do prop comedy?
I do observation. Howie!
You do comedy with props.
I do observation.
Do you do proper comedy?
I do observations.
Why don't you stay on for the rest of that podcast, pal, as you
all
are.
Alright.
It's now time for the final question.
It's the final
question.
Hello everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Ethan.
How does this work?
Oh, are you here still? Well, maybe we could ask this to you.
Oh, bloody hell.
Would you rather have spatulas for hands or roller skates as feet?
Rollerblades for feet.
Why?
I use my hands for my prop comedy. Be awful that with spatulas, bro. Question answered. What are you thinking?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Would you rather have spatulas? Would you rather have spatulas for hands or roller skates for feet?
I guess it'd be roller skaters for feet. Yeah. Spatulas for hands,
stupid,
really impractical.
That if you
like just for cooking and stuff like, obviously,
well,
it'd
be
like,
great for cooking.
No, it's great
you
for
pick
what
the one thing that'd be good for.
No, but I mean
table tennis,
prepping stuff, like
yeah table
cutting
tennis,
an onion,
yeah,
with spatulas,
disciplining someone,
yeah, mm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, good spending.
Fingering.
Castanets,
yeah.
Who?
What?
What are you casting a net in?
Probably ocean.
What ocean? What ocean's 12?
Well, ocean alive. Good.
Thank you.
He's good. He's good comedy. Him.
Yeah. That time.
Nando comedy of the year. Comedian.
Do you want to do your routine so you get bottom place in that?
No, Scottish number one.
Well, Ronald, it's been great to see your act.
Thank you. It's not going out for free, this, is it? Because I need to sell my tickets and I've just done my whole fucking show.
It's probably not going out.
No.
You're kidding.
Ronald Muck.
Muck. Muck. Get the name
I think
right.
We'll be seeing Ronald Muck again.
It's other people's Muck that you've got, Ronald.
You're for free.
You're a slut.
You got it for free.
What a slut you are for groupies.
Oh, fucking try it, mate. Can I go now?
We'll go. We'll go. You stay.
Yeah? Yeah, to be fair. Sounds about
I'd have rollerblades for feet and I'd hang out at the skate park. How you doing, fellow kids? Is it still going? I've got places to be. I've got a brace at 7. I don't know how I'm going to do it with these glasses on. That's not good for health and safety, is it? Especially if I've got tongs for hands. A lot more than the foreskin's coming off.
Spatulas, not tongs.
Oh, same difference. I'm from Scotland. Scotland. Oh, boy. Put your hands up if you love Scotland.
Are you spatulas?
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.